But we can talk now to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who joins me, I think, with some breaking news in relation to this motion, Paul. Is that right?
Yeah, we now know that there is definitely going to be a vote on the National Maternity Hospital tonight. There had been a question mark as to whether or not there would be enough opposition deputies to facilitate a vote. But in the past couple of minutes, People Before Profits, Richard Boyd Barrett, has said his party is going to facilitate a vote. They're not supporting the rural independents who are triggering the vote. But what they do want to ensure is that a vote is going to happen on this issue.
And in relation to Nessa Harrigan and Patrick Costello, what's known of their intentions?
They have said that they're going to not do what the government wants them to do. They're going to vote in favour of the Sinn Féin motion. And that clearly is going to cause trigger disciplinary action against them. Most likely that they're going to be pushed outside of the parliamentary party and lose their whip. We're still awaiting for absolute confirmation from the government side about what they intend on doing. You might remember yesterday, it was clear that the government was not going to oppose the Sinn Féin motion, and on that basis it appeared there was going to be a debate but no vote. And they were saying there was no point in opposing the motion, which is seeking the government to go back to St Vincent's Hospital and try and secure the lands and bring them into state ownership on the basis the cabinet and the ministers have already decided they're pressing ahead with the plan as currently constituted. But if we do have that vote, and we do have those two TDs, Nessa Harrigan and Patrick Costello, voting for Sinn Féin, that means they move outside the parliamentary party. And as you said in your introduction, it means that the government's majority narrows to just one. They'll have 80 seats because two other government TDs, Mark McSharry of Fianna Fáil, has left for the independent benches, and Owen Murphy of Fine Gael has left politics altogether. And at the same time, you do have to say it doesn't necessarily mean things are quite as acute as it looks, for two reasons. One is that there are independents on the opposition benches who regularly support the government position. And secondly, if Nessa Harrigan and Patrick Costello are moved outside of the parliamentary party, Nessa Harrigan has already indicated that she doesn't want to leave the parliamentary party and will remain a member of the Greens unless she's pushed out. And that leaves open the door that she could come back into the Green parliamentary party. That's what happened 2 years ago in July of 2020, when she voted against the government on a tenancy issue, but then came back into the fold.
Right. Stay with us, Paul, because separately the Taoiseach has told the lawyer that the state failed the Milne family over educational supports for their children, highlighted in last night's primetime programme.
And I apologise to the Milne family on behalf of the government, because it simply isn't good enough. I don't stand over this. I think there's an absence of proactivity in the system. I think the people I spoke to today are all possessed with getting this right. There's a number of things we need to do, and what the Department Minister is working on and has been doing is first of all expanding capacities within existing special schools. Some are running out of space. Some are saying they can't take additional students in. And the other then is to create new schools. My own view is that we have to use and bring in the education training boards more and more to establish new special schools in their areas of jurisdiction.
So this issue was raised by the Labour Party leader Ivana Bacic, focusing on last night's primetime programme about Gillian Darren-Milne and their attempts to help their severely autistic twins, Ryan and Kyle. And Deputy Bacic said she believed that people who were in the same situation would very much welcome the apology by the Taoiseach and his commitment to act. But she said as it currently stands, they haven't seen that action on the ground despite previous commitments. She said it's not just that they have to have improvements in special schools or ordinary schools, but also that there has to be more movement on things like SNAs as well. So a big statement by the Taoiseach, but also a big push by the opposition to say that the government has to live up to the words that it's used.
Paul Cunningham at Leinster House, thanks for that. After the break, a report from the World Meteorological Organization showing key climate indicators all heading in the wrong direction.